Welcome to The Forum, podcast from staff, the Scottish Through Care and Aftercare Forum. Today we are chatting with Rosie Moore, Participation and Policy Advisor for CELSIS and also one of our board members. We're asking her to chat a little bit about her experience as a board member as we're looking to recruit a new youth director with experience of care. So today, welcome to Rosie, who is our board member. I'm just going to hand over to her just now and just can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be a staff board member?
So my name is Rosie. I work at CELSIS as the Policy and Participation Advisor. But in relation to my board membership at staff, I'm there as someone who has lived experience of care. So I'm bringing my personal experiences more than my professional experiences. It's about me as a care experienced individual. I have always known about staff since I've kind of worked in the sector. I think I really got to understand more about it when I worked quite closely with the CEO before Joe, the current CEO, Norma. We did quite a lot of close working together during the independent care review, and I got to understand a lot more about what staff do, what staff want to see, how they support practitioners, how they support young people. And I just thought it was a really great organisation and always kind of stayed in touch, even when that work finished. And then when Norma left and Joe came on board, there was some recruitment going on for a board member with lived experience. Joe got in touch with a conversation about if it would be something I would be interested in. And it was. I'd really like what staff stands for, their values, the work that they're doing, what they're trying to achieve. From a personal point of view, I'd never been on a board. I thought that would be a great experience to have, just personally, to learn new skills, to meet new people, and just to be a part of something that's quite exciting, really. I decided to apply and had a really informal conversation with a couple of the other board members, and I was invited to join. And that was probably 18 months or so ago now, 18 months to 2 years, and I've been a board member ever since.
Excellent. Thank you for that. So can you just explain a little bit more about what you do as a board member and what you get out of it?
Yeah, I think there's a lot to being a board member. And I think initially I didn't really understand what being a board member was. I thought it would be very formal all of the time and you had to make super important decisions. And I wasn't sure if I would have the skills or the knowledge to be able to answer some of them. And it's not like that at all. Yes, I think there are some formal bits where you have to sign off certain documents and you have to review certain pieces of policy and things like that. But there's always someone around, if you don't know, that will explain super simply, this is what it is you're reading, this is why you're reading it, and this is what would be good to think about. So I've never felt out of my depth, even when I very first started and I was finding my feet. And a lot of it actually is having really interesting conversations about different ideas, about what staff could do next, about the direction of the organisation, thinking strategically around what we want to achieve, what we need to think about to do that, how to do that well, how to make sure that voice and young people are included at the heart of everything, and just thinking about what can we do even better to improve the lives of children, young people in care, as well as support those people around them that support them. And I guess it's a really collaborative group and process to be a part of, and having the opportunity with people in the room with all different backgrounds, all different skills, all different areas of knowledge to kind of come together to help support Joe as the CEO and other members of staff to really make sure that staff is going in a direction that is meaningful and going to be impactful. And I think it's important that as a board member with personal experience of care, having the professional skills and expertise around the table, but also having myself and some of the other board members and the new board member, whoever joins, also being able to bring that personal element, because something might sound like a great idea, but having people around the table that can think about what would that feel like in practice and have that understanding what would that feel like and mean for a young person, because it might sound great and in reality it might not be great. And being able to have those analytical skills is something that automatically people with experience, lived experience, have. It might not feel like it, and it might not be something that you've ever thought about in that way, but you have that experience and therefore you can bring that analysis to it. And I think being a board member is bringing all parts of you to the table, because no one brings solely their lived experience, and no one would ever feel or be treated like that was all they brought to the table. We all have all of our different experiences as well, and everything's equally valuable. So I think it's, for me, it's been a really good experience to learn more about myself, to develop my skills and understand what it means and what it is to be a board member, to meet some really incredible people, to think about things in a different way than I might have thought about them before, to be able to play a part in helping an organisation such as Staff think about what they're going to do next, and being able to influence decisions and directions and make sure that everything we're doing is in line with our good values and things that are going to really help real life children and young people. It's just, it's a privilege being able to do that, and you learn so much about yourself and others in the process. It's been a really good experience.
Excellent. That's so great to hear. Thank you. So what would you say to a young person with care experience who was interested in applying to be a youth director?
I think if it's something that interests you, absolutely go for it. And if there's something that you don't understand or you have questions around, get in touch with someone from staff. You don't need to apply straight away. You might just want to chat things through, ask some questions. And talking that through with someone will help you think about if it's something you're interested in. That might help you make a decision about whether you want to apply or not. And it'll also give you an opportunity to meet some of the members of staff and see how lovely they are. I think the main thing I would say is never think that you are too young or you don't have enough experience or you don't have enough skills, because that's not true. And I think a lot of us, care experienced or not, have imposter syndrome and think that we're not smart enough or important enough to be around at any table, let alone a board of directors. But you are, and that's something that I was speaking about in the last question, was you might not use the language of I have really good analytical skills when thinking about what best practice looks like, because that's not how you think of it in your head, and that's not the language you necessarily use on a day-to-day basis. It's certainly not the language I use. But you have got those skills. And I think from having that lived experience of care, no matter how long, no matter where you were, none of that matters. It's about your understanding of how it can feel and what the impact would be for children and young people. And that's what staff's trying to do. It's trying to improve the experiences of children and young people and the people that support them right across Scotland. So you have that insight, whether you recognise it or not, you have that insight. It's a really good way to be a part of doing something that's impactful and doing something that's going to really make a difference to other young people now and in the future. And it's a privilege to be a part of, and you'll learn new skills. It's something amazing to have on your CV, to have that experience of being a board member, being a youth director is incredible. And I'd just encourage anybody, if you have even the slightest interest, please do get in touch and talk to anyone from staff, or just go ahead and apply. It's not a scary process. It's not a scary interview. It's not a scary experience. Everyone is lovely. You'll not be left wondering what's going on or not understanding everything. You'll have a mentor that will teach you about everything that you need to know. You can ask questions at any point, and it's really good. So if you've got any interest at all, definitely think about it and do get in touch, because we'd love to hear from you.
Fantastic. Thank you. That's brilliant. And is there just anything else you'd like to add at this stage?
I think it's always been important that people with lived experience have a voice that is absolutely central and is heard and listened to and acted on in anything that affects us. But now is a really exciting opportunity. I don't think there's ever been as much momentum and commitment right across Scotland to make sure that we are listening to those with lived experience and we are placing voice at the heart. We've got some really exciting things going on around us. We've got the promise and keeping the promise. We've got UNCRC coming through. It's a really exciting time where lots of great and amazing things are beginning to come up. We're hopefully coming out of this pandemic, and things will begin to get back to some sort of normality again soon. And now is the chance to really make a difference and build back better, some people have been saying, and just influence long-lasting transformational change. There is such an appetite at the minute, and if you wanted to be a part of that, that would just be incredible to be able to get involved and help make changes and positive decisions and influencing really exciting pieces of work. Now is definitely the time. It's always the time, but especially now, I think would be a great point to come on board, pun intended.
Okay, so the theme for Care Day 22 is "It takes a village to raise a child." What does that mean to you as an individual and as a board member of staff?
I think I completely agree with that phrase. It does take a village to raise a child. And for me personally, when we think about children who are in care or growing up away from home, it does take a village. There's lots of people that need to wrap around that child, that family, to support them and help them grow up to be happy, healthy, flourishing adults. What that means for me as a board member is staff is one of many amazing organisations right across Scotland that's working to try and realise that and make sure that that's a reality and not something that we're just hoping for and hoping to get to in the future. This needs to happen now. As I was saying earlier, there's real momentum and appetite at the minute and loads of exciting things happening across the policy landscape and with legislation in the Scottish Government and the promise. Everyone needs to be on board with that, and everyone needs to do whatever it is they can do to make sure that children and young people in care are growing up loved and happy and thriving. And that's not down to any one individual. That's not down to any one organisation. That's not down to us solely as board members or staff. We are part of a much bigger puzzle, the puzzle being the village. That phrase talks about we all need to do this together. So being a board member is around thinking, what can staff do as an organisation? What can I do as an individual in my personal life, in my role as a board member, in my professional life or my student life? What can I do? But also always thinking big, what can everyone else do? And who can we talk to? And who can we work with? And who can we have conversations and get to listen to think about how we make Scotland one of the best places in the world to grow up in if you're in care? We're one piece of a bigger puzzle, but a very important piece.
Thank you. That is fantastic. Yeah, thank you so much. And we will be sharing information about how you can apply and join. And as Rosie says, you know, please do get in touch at info@staff.scot. If you want to have any questions, or if you want to give us a call, our number's on the website as well. So you can please do consider it. So thank you, Rosie. That's great.
Thank you, Marion.
It's nice to chat.
See ya.
Take care. Bye. Thank you to Rosie for that fantastic insight into the life of a staff board member. We look forward to hearing and from anyone that is interested in getting involved. And please give us a follow on Twitter @StaffScot. And you can find information about the job at www.staff.scot/jobs.